It's a mouth-watering display if you're an Ocean Energy developer. Huge waves crash against the jetties at the mouth of Tillamook Bay. Columns of spray shoot into the air. One company is thinking about redesigning these jetties with electricity generators built inside.
When the waves crash or hit against this device, water fills these chambers and runs into the back where the turbine is. And basically, it's very similar to a hydroelectric dam where water just flows through and drives a turbine.
Stephanie Thornton is the American Program Director for the aptly named Norwegian company Wave Energy. Thornton describes her industry as in its infancy. It's in a period of great experimentation, the panoply of creative technologies.
Once they figure out if it can work from a technical standpoint, then it's the business side of it. The economics may be the key issue.
For now, for every failed pioneer company, about two new startups show up on our coast, by my count. A Scottish firm called Aquamarine Power is one of several new foreign companies scouting here. Aquamarine rep Teresa Wissner recently described her firm's nearshore device to the Tillamook County Commission. It's called the Oyster. It's a very large mechanical flap resting on the sea bottom.
What happens is as a wave comes in from the ocean, it forces the top of the oyster down onto some pistons. And those pistons force that water into high-pressure water line that goes ashore to what's called a pelton wheel, which is one of the oldest ways of generating electricity.
Wissner was followed to the podium in Tillamook by the rep for Seattle-based Principal Power. Kevin Bannister describes his company's plans for a floating wind farm offshore of Manzanita or Neatarts, Oregon.
The design came from the oil and gas industry, so semi-submersible platforms like this one are not terribly new. The integration with a wind turbine, however, is a new idea.
Yet another company diving in is a Salem-based startup, M3 Wave Energy Systems. Its idea relies on wave pressure passing over air-filled pillows on the seafloor. The pulses compress air, which can then be used to spin an electric turbine. Tillamook PUD manager Pat Ashby has seen even more far-out ideas cross his desk.
So we've become kind of a bullseye for world developers.
First to connect to the grid will likely be a bobbing buoy generator next year off Reedsport. Ashby says the floating wind farm also seems plausible near term because wind power is well understood.
The others have got new technology that needs to be tested. It's not really existing anywhere in the world right now. And so the devices that produce the energy and their ability to withstand salt water, corrosive elements, need a lot of work yet.
Ashby says community acceptance also needs some work yet. At the port of Garibaldi, Oregon, Darren Mobley prepares his boat for winter crabbing. He's among the many fishermen and crabbers who remain skeptical of ocean energy.
Yeah, and they're talking about a big area around them that would be closed to fishing. And we can't afford to have any more fishing ground taken from us.
Electric generation attached to a jetty is the only idea that wins favor from this fisherman. Another boat owner wonders why she should give up her beautiful ocean to make costly electricity, which may just go to California. I'm Tom Bonsi in Tillamook, Oregon.